hopefully they will not expect us to sing with them God Save the King, because to us their king is a continuation of our subjugation. What we agitate for here in South Africa is the recognition by the British monarchy that it benefited from colonial transactions, and that these colonial transactions were immoral, they were illegitimate, and they were unjust. And one of the biggest ways that it can acknowledge is to stop using our diamonds on their regalia.
The royal scepter with the cross was made for Charles II. The largest of the stars of Africa, biggest cut diamond in the world, was added later.
South Africa had four provinces. The Transvaal, where the diamond was discovered, had just been granted self-rule by the British monarchy. And as a way of appreciating the self-rule that they had been bestowed, they gave King Edward VII the Cullinan diamond as a gift, which was subsequently cut into numerous other stones. Whether the British monarch purchased the Cullinan diamond at a nominal fee or whether it was gifted to them by the Transvaal government does not negate the fact that this transaction occurred within the broader occurrence of colonial relations. The return of Africa's stolen history cannot be summed up by the Cullinan diamonds. What about the human resources that were enslaved during what has been wrongly termed the transatlantic slave trade, when in fact it is the British and American slave trade? How about all the resources that were looted during colonialism? They cannot be returned. Our livelihoods that were lost cannot be returned. Their king is a symbol of our bitter past, which unfortunately translates into our very difficult present.